the Center for Health Science and Law offers three recommendations for revisions to three parts of this article for the consideration of the working group and the Friends of the Chair group. The first is to amend Article 15 sub 1A as follows. Committee expert members shall provide declarations of conflict of interest to the Conference of State Parties or its designate in a prescribed manner and remain free of non-trivial conflicts of interest during their tenure on the committee. I just point out that this is consistent with Article 6.8 of the draft legally binding instrument and the various relevant revised versions of that. Number two, amend Article 15 sub 2 to stipulate that reports from member states be comprehensive and follow a prescribed format and include time delimited plans to achieve full implementation of the legally binding instrument. As everyone knows, a lot of well-intended treaties have not been domestically implemented to a great extent. One that comes to mind in our area is the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, as many parties have signed on to it but have not implemented it fully in their jurisdiction. And then finally, amend Article 15 sub 7 related to the International Fund for Victims. You know, as I mentioned earlier, this, the title of this fund could be better reflect its purpose. And I appreciate Egypt for drawing attention to our recommendation. I'll only add that that this amendment to require to basically enable the administrators of the treaty to accept payments from that are ordered by courts that rely on the treaty would help implement the corporate abuser pay principle, which I think is very important to this. We shouldn't rely on the implementation of the treaty commitments solely on the basis of funding from state authorities. And of course, the funding that's generated in this way and from national governments could be used both to help fund advocacy efforts in national courts and other judicial bodies, but also to help provide technical assistance to low and middle income countries to implement some of the protections that are contemplated in the treaty, including class action rules, environmental and child impact assessments, and transparency measures. And so those are my submissions, Mr. Chair. Thank you.